Brady, sometimes you really make me wonder how I'm going to sound to people. it just never occurred to me that the meditation stuff is like, oh, it's another step down a path of withdrawal from the real world. I never thought about it in those terms.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
We need to sort out this cricket situation at some point. We say this every season, but you need to come to a cricket game this season.
No, we really do. I want to do this. When is the... I'm coming back to London, to the UK, and very soon. When can I go to a cricket game with you? We need to actually do this.
I need to think about how to tackle it, or whether we should watch one on TV so we've got the... If we're recording a podcast, it might be a more controlled environment to be watching it on TV, because then we can pause and discuss things and... I don't know. It depends. Also, but do you think it would be do you think people would like it as a podcast, or would it be too alienating because it's a non-American sport and it's a very avant-garde podcast idea for us to be watching you learning about cricket? It might be too much for people.
Avant-garde, I like that. I don't think it could be a whole show.
No.
We couldn't possibly do a whole show.
Oh, it would need a whole show.
No. I think this could be... Oh, God, Brady, cricket. I think this could be like an edited down section of the show.
Right.
Or like a bonus thing maybe. But we need to do it so that I do have some understanding of the rules of cricket. It didn't occur to me about doing it in front of a TV. I never thought about that. It seems vastly less exciting, but maybe way more practical.
Depends what we're trying to achieve. I mean, you should come to a cricket match, like a big international cricket match. Like the Ashes is on this summer, but that's quite hard to get tickets to. You couldn't record a podcast at that because, you wouldn't be allowed, and it's really noisy. But that's like a good atmosphere. That would be a fun place to learn about cricket, just like one on one. But
yeah, I was gonna say, but Brady, that's the problem there, right? If you and I didn't have a podcast, and I wanted to learn about cricket, then that's what we would do.
Yeah.
But, there's people listening, perhaps even right now. And we can't just... It's like, how is it interesting for the listener as well? And...
Well, I mean, not everything we do in our life has to be, for the listeners. It could just be, man time. Bromance.
Excuse me while I nearly choke on my beef jerky.
Just because it's the more casual after show doesn't mean you have to actually eat in people's ears. It's almost like you're doing it to add to the ambience.
No, I'm doing it because I'm starving. We had a long recording session, and I was looking at this bag of beef jerky that I bought the entire time, thinking I'm going to eat you when this show is over. And now it's over. But no, it does. It does add to the ambiance. But I think, because we've been talking about me learning about cricket for 5 years, and I think if we just went to the Ashes and didn't have any audio from that, I think people would be pissed. I think people would feel like they missed out.
We could talk about it afterwards, maybe.
Yeah. The only way that could work is if we cut in the audio. We have to be able to record some audio of us doing the thing.
Okay, yeah. We could sneak in a little microphone and record a little few little bits.
Are there any... I know the answer to this already is going to be no. Are there any cricket games we could make a YouTube video out of? Like, this could have a video component of explaining what the heck is going on.
Where you're actually recording the game.
Or yeah, we could show it on the YouTube channel.
I mean, that's we couldn't do that at an Ashes game, obviously. That'd be But the only place we could do that would be a club level game, at a local park,
At a local high school. Can we get some kids together to play cricket? And then,
you could go higher level than high school, but it'd have to be two village teams or something. But that would be one way to do it, yeah.
I'm also realizing that then rapidly just becomes an instructional video about how cricket is played.
Yeah.
We have to think about this. But we really do need to do it. so that that this can also be a project that's like done and closed. Like, we, you know, I've learned something about cricket and now I have some concept of what the game is, and it doesn't keep existing in my brain as Calvin Ball, like this totally theoretical game of which I know nothing. So, yeah.
How have you been doing with your eating on the road?
Good, good. Really? I always find it easier in America. I don't
like, really. I'm the opposite.
I think it's, to me, it's like I go into America with this mindset of it's a dangerous place filled with traps everywhere, and like I haven't been perfect on the trip, but I've been way better. Whereas at home, I have a much harder time keeping strict with like the low carb thing. Right. And I think it's because like you can't be eternally vigilant and also just living your normal life.
Have you been to Arby's on this trip and had one of those yummy things that you introduced me to last time we were there?
No, I haven't had any of the delicious Arby's roast beef. Although I meant to send you a picture. Very early in the trip, I ended up like getting gas next to an Arby's, and I meant to send you a picture, like thinking of you, right? Because now I do think of you every time I see the Arby's, Brady. It's like, we had that fun road trip together. We hid that hot stopper underneath the Arby's sign.
Yeah,
and it always makes me happy that you actually liked it, that you enjoyed the Arby's there.
I did. It's still the only time I've ever had one. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. But no, that it is not. It is not on the approved diet. So no, I've been staying away from Arby's, delicious Arby's roast beef sandwiches. And yeah, I think I'm gonna make it out of America. I think this has been the longest trip I've ever done to America, and I'm gonna make it out pretty intact on average with like Fitatron food. So I'm reasonably pleased about that.
Well done.
I really do want you to rent that Tesla when you go to LA, though. Like, I think
are they hard to get or not?
It depends on what you're doing. I would probably take a look on an app like Turo, where you can rent from people rather than car rental companies.
All right.
Because like most car rental companies they probably don't have like Teslas in stock.
Yeah.
But Turo is like Airbnb for cars. And if you're going to try to rent a Tesla, that you're probably going to have way more success with something like that than a regular car rental company.
But how are they with you taking a car from one place though and dropping it off somewhere else if it's someone's car?
Oh, if you need to do that, then that's not going to work. Yeah, I was thinking you're going to be in LA the whole time, but if you're moving around,
I'm starting in San Francisco, going across to Yosemite, and then down to LA.
Oh, big trip. Big proper trip. Okay, now then you're going to have to see if you can try to find like a regular car rental company to do it, which might be much harder. Yeah, if you're doing pickup and drop off in the same spot, then it's fine. But if you're not doing that, it's going to be significantly harder to do.
Okay.
Did you see Red Letter Media's prediction video about the Star Wars movie?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't necessarily want to spoil it for you, but they did.
Oh, I'll watch it. I'll have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, we also forgot to talk about those movie trailers I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, Cats.
Cats and Top Gun.
I don't understand that Top Gun trailer at all. I don't understand why that movie exists.
I've got thoughts on that, so I'll save that for the next episode because we've got another episode pretty soon, don't we?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
You after show listeners will know we do have an episode pretty soon. But yes, I watched both of those trailers.
Top Gun and Cats. I've got thoughts on both of them, and they've both been causing a bit of talk, so.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah, save it for next time, then. We'll put that in the show.
Red Letter Media. I must remember to watch that Red Letter Media Star Wars predictions.
Yes, their Star Wars predictions video.
This is their predictions for the third and final.
For the third and final one. Yeah, this is their predictions for the third and final one. But I was just going to say, like, relative to our last conversation about Star Wars, it again has shown me how little I care because I just immediately clicked on it and watched it. Like, I just didn't care at all about being possibly spoiled by anything in the video or like, whatever, I'll just watch this and see. But yeah, I recommend that you take a look. I think it's a particularly interesting one, and I'd be very curious to know your thoughts on their thoughts.
Yeah, I'll try to have a look a bit later. I want to go for a run now, but it might be too dark.
Yeah, it's like, what is it, 9 or 10 o'clock where you are?
10, quarter past 10.
It's got to be pitch black out there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
You can't go for a run when it's dark, Brady.
Yes, everyone you can.
Has. No, that's like the gym is closed. It's dark. You can't go for a run when it's dark. You're good. You're all set.
I'll decide in a minute.
All right, well, good luck on your run, maybe, Brady.